welcome to the first episode of Q Money Struggle Life. Thank you for joining in. I would ask you to go ahead and subscribe to this podcast if it appeals to you. In this podcast, I'll be discussing a number of different topics, just some things on my mind, and I hope you'll be able to join me in on this journey. So for today's episode, episode one, I want to talk about the idea of getting lost in the sauce. Basically, what I mean by this is the difference between being laser focused and being isolated. Now, I am no expert in this by any means. I am just a person who's also trying to decipher what this looks like for me, and what that means as I think about my life, as I have made observations, of course, in other people's lives, and just wanting to really have a conversation about it. Well, it's not really a conversation. Maybe it's more of a stream of consciousness, but hopefully it can initiate some sort of dialogue. I really am curious to hear people's opinions or read people's comments on their thoughts on this. So when we think about basically growing up, right, or being in a certain age group, maybe I need to present that first. For transparency, I am a millennial. I am, I guess, a younger millennial. I'm not on the cusp of being a Gen Z, but I'm a younger millennial in the sense of time. So thinking about this may resonate with people who maybe are in their mid to late 20s, maybe even early to mid 30s, and or just any part of your life, right? So there's always this focus, or there's this focus on, you know, especially if you're a person who maybe has a family, meaning, I mean, we all come from families, whatever our families look like, but if thinking about that age range, right, that's a time period where many people will get into either long-term relationships, maybe even get married, have children, and it's kind of this transition from being a quote-unquote young adult to being an adult. Now, granted, again, I'm painting here with, you know, very wide brush strokes, right? I know I'm speaking in a generalized manner, but I'm still just curious, right? So when you're in this age group, or maybe this time period of your life, right, you want to focus on your family. You're focused on building that relationship, growing that relationship with your significant other, your partner, really maintaining and holding an adult relationship. And I know that happens earlier for some people and later for others. It's, hey, everyone's life is different. This is not a one-size-fits-all, but generalizing in that for many people, you know, maybe mid to late 20s, early 30s, you know, there's this big focus, or one may have this big focus on, like, a relationship. If you're in a relationship, maybe for some of us, it's being a wife, and that comes with its own set of responsibilities, right? Of course, parenthood, that's a whole other ballgame that truly no one prepares you for. There is no book. I know everyone, I say that metaphorically. I mean, obviously, there are many, many books, but no one can really ever tell you what it truly feels like to raise a human from day zero, when they are, you know, barely barely living. Oh, that's terrible. But no, I mean, when they're like, I mean, a day, 1 day old baby, to getting them to 1 year old, to getting them to 10 years old, like, oh, there's so many challenges. But maybe that's a conversation for a different time. I think the focus here is as that and as an individual, right? So how does one make sure you don't lose yourself as an individual as you take on these different responsibilities? So for me, you know, I'm Q. Let me introduce myself. I'm Q. Again, I am a millennial, younger millennial. So, late 20s, early 30s is what I can say. And so, you know, you find that on day-to-day, on a day-to-day basis, it's like slowly you start to lose yourself. Or maybe not lose yourself, but your identity now becomes completely tethered to other people. And that doesn't mean that there isn't, like, that you don't want that. Like, that's a big part of who you are. It's a big part of who I am. Like, I am a wife to my spouse. I am a parent to my child. These things are fundamental to who I am now in this state. Those things are fundamental to me. I'm not going to say now, because even in the future, I hope to continue to have those as integral pieces of who I am. But sometimes I'll think back and think, but who is Q as a person? Like, I know who I was, let's say, a decade ago, right? When I was very late teens, early 20s. And at that point, my identity was much more, I guess, individual. Like, I was me. That's a time period in life where, okay, I'm still identified based on my, like, my family, meaning my parents and that community that I grew up in. But also, you get to kind of break away from that a little bit, or in some cases you do. For me, I did. Of course, a piece of that was moving away from my hometown and really establishing myself in a community and in an environment where there was no preconceived notions about me. There was no background information about me, right? So, you know, you're able to kind of curate who you are, even as you continue to learn who you are in that time frame. But I feel like if one's life goes in the trajectory similar to mine, where, you know, maybe, again, me to late 20s, whatever time that period is, could be for you, you start finding that your identity is now more tied to your roles more than to who you are. I don't even know if that makes sense. So I'm a wife, and that is who I am, but that's also a role. You know, like, I wasn't always a wife. I was Q. I was living and making decisions, and I am happy to have a partner who we're able to walk in this journey together. So I don't want there to be any confusion about that. However, all of a sudden, you're like, it's like, as time goes by, it's no longer like, this is Q. It starts becoming like, this is so-and-so's wife, right? Or, yeah, this is Q, so-and-so's spouse. I think it's, you know, it's just interesting when you look back on it. I think, of course, even and maybe this goes, maybe this episode is not necessarily getting lost in the sauce. It's maybe getting lost in the sauce in the context of, you know, when you take on and you know, these other roles, which are fundamental to your life, but it's still an interesting dynamic. I think it's still worth thinking about, right? Like, taking a step back and thinking about it. So yeah. you'll find even intrinsically, if someone asks you or asks me, you know, what do I like to do on my time off? All of a sudden, it's like, I actually don't have any hobbies. Like, I don't know. I feel like there was a time in life where I can't even pinpoint what the hobbies were, but it was always just on the go, on the move. There was always a something to go to, a somebody to link with, a project to tackle, like these things, right? And now it's more or less like, you know, there's a cadence, there's a rhythm, there's a routine to a certain extent. But it's just interesting, right? So yeah, I don't really think I've said much of anything. It's just something I've been thinking about. I'd be really curious to hear people's experiences with this and how you kind of circle back to being who you are, or that new version of who you are, while still obviously fundamentally being a spouse or a parent or whatever the case is, right? So this is something I've been thinking about. I'll say personally, there are moments I feel isolated. There are moments of isolation, which is just interesting. To me, I feel that definitely, other than the I don't want to call them tasks, because I don't want to create the notion that this is something that I just check off like a checklist, or something that has to. I am very passionate about my family. I'm very passionate about being a spouse. Although, again, sidebar. And I think there are many more people like me who you didn't always have that dream of necessarily getting married or a wedding or whatever. It was just like, if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen, and it happened, but it wasn't something that was necessarily being pursued actively at that point. But I'm very passionate about that. I think it's a big piece of who I am, and I want to be associated with my spouse. I am very much a parent. That is intrinsic to who I am now, right? It's something that obviously I wasn't always a parent, but I became one, and I am grateful that is something that I had desired and that it came to pass. So I don't want to make any confusion there. But just in a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month, you find that, okay, so I'm just doing this, right? You know, we're taking care of the kid, making sure the spouse is good, working, obviously making sure the house is good. And then it's like, wait, okay, it was 2019 and now it's 2022, just about. And it's like, wait, what have I done for myself? Truly, like, what have I accomplished that is for me, that is not necessarily tied to these individuals who are very fundamental to my life? So I don't know how to tease that out. And I hope when people hear this or listen to this, you're able to kind of maybe understand where I'm coming from in a way. Again, I want to just make it clear. This is not a question about whether I love my family or not. It's just a question of, you know, taking a step back and being like, did I get lost in the sauce? Did I forget? Maybe there were projects or tasks or ideas I wanted to pursue, and it's easy to kind of get lost in the routine of it all, in that, you know, certain things need to get done, and also just in general, it's like you also lose motivation a little bit. just time goes by, or just other things get prioritized. Let's put it that way. Like, other things get prioritized. Okay, so hypothetically for some and literal for others, but you know, if you have a child, like, there is no, like, you have to raise your child, right? if it is your desire to have a child, and you get blessed with a child, like, that is a all day, every day, every day, every day, every day in my sleep role, and it is beautiful, and it is everything and more, everything and more. And maybe I'll talk about that sometime, but it's still like, dang, Q, you don't let yourself go. Sometimes I just look at myself, I'm like, wow, I didn't expect this from me at this time either. I'm grateful, and I keep a very positive attitude. I think it's just that isolation that sometimes I feel. I'll have another episode, hopefully an upcoming episode, about friendship and adulthood and how those two intersect. But sometimes one can feel isolated, you know. You can feel that over time maybe you lose touch with people. Perhaps you find that now you're connecting with people more through your significant other. Of course, in the current scenario, crisis, pandemic, let's just call it, that's going on, that really further pushes people to, like, to not interact in the way we used to, right? So I've just been thinking about that. This is, you know, it's just something I wanted to talk about. I'm hoping that as I continue these conversations, of course, one will lead to the other. They're all intertwined. It's more self-reflection, and just critical thinking, right? Being vocally self-critical, of the steps I've taken or not taken. It's just truly thinking about my experience, or even just one's experience in general, and just this idea of, have you found yourself losing yourself as an individual, like, truly who you are, not tethered to anyone else or anything else? Whether that can also be a job, it can be that now maybe you achieved a goal and a role that was your goal, right? But now you find that that is just becoming who you, like, your identity, or how people view your identity, right? And it's like, there's a lot more to you, there's a lot more to me, there are so many more things to be explored, ideas to be explored. But I've just been thinking about that. Again, this is Q. I hope you enjoy my podcast, my ramblings. Please feel free to subscribe and share. Again, in my next episode, I will be talking about friendship as an adult, friendship in adulthood. So please feel free to please tune into that one as well. I will continue to work on this, hopefully as a piece of a personal project, right? Going back to, you know, doing something that you love, that you want to do for yourself, and really just going for it. So thank you again for tuning in. This is Q Money Struggle Life. We'll connect on the next one.